U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's going apartment hunting today. Warren says she wants to live within walking distance of her new office, the U.S. Capitol. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice covered Warren's first day as senator on Capitol Hill yesterday and has this report.
It was an ebullient Elizabeth Warren who appeared in a conference room borrowed from her new colleague, Democrat Charles Schumer of New York, for interviews. Gone was the weariness of the long months of the campaign. It was replaced with energy and good humor. Where are you working out of right now?
No place. No, that's not quite right. We've got a little temporary office. The offices will be reassigned. I am trying to learn that this world now works on Senate standard time, so I'll learn.
Which is all in due time, I can gather, right?
Evidently.
It was a day for Warren to recall her long road to becoming the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts. She brought a Bible she received in the third grade and has used ever since.
It's a pretty old Bible, and I guess that's why it's got sort of nicks and dings all over it.
And I know you, it's probably King James, isn't it? Because you quote from King James.
Oh, I do. I confess, I'm a King James fan. I understand the world has moved on, but for me, it'll always be with King James.
The Bible reappeared in the old Senate chamber, where Vice President Joe Biden swore in each freshman senator.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you're about to enter to help you God.
Immediately afterwards, Biden reminded Warren that she once gave him hell when she pushed for stronger regulations of the financial industry. This time, they laughed. For the hundreds of supporters who traveled to Washington to celebrate Warren's swearing in, it was an historic moment. Warren had reserved the Grand Kennedy Caucus Room, named after the three Kennedy brothers who served in the Senate, to greet her supporters. Leo Fahey, business manager of the Pipefitters Local in Boston, was among them.
She'll be right up there with Teddy, in my opinion. She's that much of a real deal. Absolutely. I love her to death.
Because she mobilized small donors across the country and eager volunteers throughout Massachusetts, Warren could make a difference in the next Senate race, the one to replace John Kerry if he's confirmed as Secretary of State. But unlike Kerry and Vicky Kennedy and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, she stopped short of endorsing Congressman Ed Markey of Malden.
I think he would make a great senator, but, you know, we've got to see what unfolds.
So you're not endorsing anybody at this time. You're going to see what happens.
Not at this moment. Let's see what happens.
So many people in Washington and in Massachusetts are waiting to see what Warren makes happen now that she has a chance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.